Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's very almost 10 to 5. My next guest is on the line. He's Avi Meyer. He is Managing Director of Global Communications at the American Jewish Committee, that's the AJC, as well as being the former spokesperson for the IDF. Just the correct person to talk to about this report released by Amnesty International saying that Israel is unequivocally an apartheid state, something that stings as a South African. Avi Meyer, thank you once again for being with us on Chai FM here in Johannesburg.
Thank you for having me.
Avi, are you concerned by the report that was released today?
I'm deeply troubled by it. This is, of course, just the latest in a series of assaults, not only on Israeli policy, but on Israel's very existence from so-called human rights groups that have made it their mission to delegitimize Israel as a Jewish state. That is essentially what this report does. It goes beyond previous reports issued by other groups, which had condemned Israeli policies in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, to label all of Israel an apartheid state. Now, of course, that is something that anyone who has any sense of historic consciousness finds utterly repulsive. Certainly anyone who has been to Israel, who has seen the reality on the ground, could not possibly imagine that this is a comparison that would be viewed by anyone as in any way valid. And yet, nevertheless, Amnesty has taken that truly repulsive step and has, in fact, issued that report today.
I'm not sure to what extent you think this is relevant or not, but me, as somebody kind of left-leaning, I find the fact that they are including Israel proper, Israel within the green line, as an apartheid state, I find that particularly bothersome.
Yes, of course. I mean, I think that in itself is enough to render this report laughable. Anyone who knows, again, the reality that exists within Israel today, where there is full equality amongst all citizens, all of whom are afforded the same rights under the law, which are guaranteed by the statutes and the courts and so on, where all citizens of Israel, regardless of their ethnic or religious background, serve in the military, serve in government, serve in the judiciary, and so on, could not help but wonder where that this preposterous accusation could possibly come from. And certainly when you compare that reality to the reality that existed under apartheid in South Africa, the differences could not be any starker.
So is there any explanation as to why this report was published now?
Well, if you ask Amnesty, they'll say that they've been working on it for several years, that they've gone through an exhaustive process of speaking to various people. What I think is so notable about this report is that it makes absolutely no meaningful reference to Israel's situation, to its security concerns, or indeed to its very legitimacy as the nation state of the Jewish people. It has a sort of passing reference to the fact that Israel was in fact established as such, but then says that essentially the reality on the ground should negate that right, which at the end of it really does negate Israel's very right to exist as a Jewish state. That, I think, is the most troubling aspect of this report, the most damning takeaway of the report. And quite frankly, I think it says a lot more about the organization that issued it than it does about Israel itself.
So I want to go to the issue of credibility next, because I do think that this is supremely concerning and I'm worried about the future in light of this report. Talk to the credibility of it.
Well, I think the credibility is indeed very much at issue here. When you look at Amnesty International, it is a very different organization than it was when it was founded back in 1960. It was founded, by the way, by an individual who was himself a Zionist. He was a British Jew who grew up in a Zionist family and who believed in the state of Israel. And if he knew today what the organization has become and the charges that it levels against this country that he so loved, I think he would be astonished. Amnesty International today employs a wide range of anti-Israel activists, BDS campaigners, terror supporters. All of this has been very closely documented by various organizations. It is a very different organization than it was at its founding. I think the fact that it portrays itself as a human rights organization, the fact that it is regarded as such by so many around the world, really is quite unwarranted. I mean, I think that when you look at the reality of this organization, an organization that, by the way, just a few years ago rejected a call to issue a report on anti-Semitism, saying that it doesn't engage in that sort of reporting, that it doesn't focus on a single issue. Well, here we go. It is indeed focusing on a single issue, but only one that targets Jews, certainly not one that protects them.
So clearly a dangerous report. What, in your opinion, will be the impact or significance of it over the next couple of years?
Well, again, I think this report is just the latest volley in a series of efforts to undermine Israel's very legitimacy on the part of various anti-Israel groups, some of whom I would also regard as anti-Semitic. I don't think that this is dramatically different than those that came before, except in that it does label Israel proper, that the state of Israel beyond the Green Line as an apartheid state. I think that that is, I think, significant. But at the end of the day, it is just one more step in this effort to delegitimize Israel. And I think it's up to all of us, all people of conscience, to push back and say that the Jewish people have a sovereign right to self-determination, just as any nation in the world does, by the way, including the Palestinian nation. And I think that that is something that we must reinforce in our response to this truly repulsive an outrageous report, and in any further efforts to delegitimize Israel's very existence as a Jewish state.
Yeah, because I just see Jewish students worldwide now having just an additional issue to struggle with and making their lives that much more difficult, as if it wasn't difficult enough already.
Yes, of course. I mean, I think that this will just serve as further ammunition in the hands of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic activists, which to a large extent, I think, is what it was intended to do. This is not really a report about Israel. This is a report about the Jewish people, a report about their very right to self-determination, to control their own destiny as a people. And that is what is under assault here. So, yes, I think that there is a high likelihood that this will be used to further threaten and intimidate Jewish students on campuses across South Africa, the United States, Canada, and really around the world. Yeah. I think this will fuel further efforts to impose boycotts, divestment, and sanctions on Israel, various forms of legal warfare against the state of Israel. This will just serve to further intensify what I believe is a deeply anti-Semitic campaign that targets not only Israel, but Jews, proud Jews, around the world.
Avi, I'm not sure the extent to which you can answer the following. Gail is listening to us this afternoon. She sent through a question and she said, it would be very interesting, Simon, to find out the origin of the Amnesty International accuser's fruit in their fruit bowl. What a bet. What's the bet that it's from Israel? Have you got any idea the extent to which Israeli NGOs or Israelis were involved in producing this particular report?
I don't know the intricacies of how they came about it. I can tell you that there is an Israeli human rights group, B'Tselem, that has issued a similar report and leveled similar claims against Israel. So I think that they're certainly not alone in doing so. That said, I think that that group represents a tiny minority within the state of Israel. It is roundly condemned and rejected by the majority of Israelis, and indeed by the majority of Jews. If you ask the majority of Jews around the world, whether Israel has a right to exist or whether Zionism is legitimate or whether anti-Zionism is anti-Semitic, the overwhelming majority of Jews will answer in the affirmative to all of those questions. And so while I think they may try to hide behind the support of a certain small segment of Israelis or small segment of radical Jews around the world to provide cover for this outrageous report, at the end of the day, the majority of Jews and the majority of people of good conscience must roundly reject it as the anti-Semitic report that it is.
Avi, driving to studio this afternoon, I was wondering about what could be done following the publication of this report. It's one thing to be outraged, it's one thing to complain, but that kind of leaves us to a certain extent really rather powerless. To what extent is there legal recourse to be had against the individuals who issued this report? They've caused damage, it's quantifiable. Surely an organization like Shurat HaDin should be holding these people personally responsible for the issuance of this report and the consequent damage.
Well, I think that there are authorities that are far more competent than I am to discuss the legal ramifications of this report, and I would certainly encourage them to explore that. I think that we, however, as concerned citizens, as proud Jews, do have certain things that we can do in response to this report. First of all, I think it's important for us to unmask the organization behind it, to reveal the truth behind the truly ugly rhetoric in which they have engaged. Their rejection, again, of any serious action against anti-Semitism. This is public information. This was just a few years ago. You can find it very easily. The anti-Israel activists they employ and who were actively engaged in producing this report, it's almost a farce. It's almost preposterous when you understand who are the people who actually are behind this report. And yet it is important for us to unmask that and to tell that reality. And I think in parallel to that, those of us who actually are familiar with the real Israel, who have been here, who have seen the diversity and the richness of Israeli society, the equality that exists here under the law, must tell that story as well. It's incumbent upon all of us to engage in that effort, whether on social media, in face-to-face conversations with friends and family, to make sure that you are sharing the reality of the Israel that you know, that you have experienced, because that ultimately carries far more weight than any faceless report issued by a shady organization in advancement of nefarious goals.
Avi Meir, thank you for your very valuable and important input this afternoon. We really are very grateful. That was Avi Meir, Managing Director of Global Communications at the American Jewish Committee and former spokesperson for the IDF. Important, important input this afternoon.